Welcome. Please come in. Do not be afraid. There is nothing to be afraid of. All that you see around you has but one purpose. Life. Hello, I am Dr. Victor Frankenstein. You have heard the name, but you do not know the real story. Let me tell it to you. Do not believe those who would tell you that I am some mad scientist. They are the mad ones. They do not understand what I understand. They have not seen what I have seen. The mysteries of life will always remain hidden to them. But not to you. As a gift to you for your visit today, I will tell you a secret. It is the secret I spent years discovering. Here it is. Picture a simple horseshoe magnet, a children's toy. Place a sheet of parchment over it, then sprinkle iron filings. What happens to the slivers of metal? They magically arrange themselves in concentric circles that follow the path of the magnet's electromagnetic field. This field is unseen to the human eye. But the energy is there. So how does a child's experiment with a toy magnet tell us the secret of life? Because humans also have an unseen electromagnetic field surrounding them. Each of us. Don't you see? We are energy. Life is energy. I studied the great alchemists of my day. Cornelius Agrippa. And Albertus Magnus. But they were fools. It was not until I saw the great oak tree struck by lightning did I understand true chemistry. We are not arms. We are not legs. We are not even our brains. Those are mere lifeless parts. Like the tubes and wires of a radio. You can assemble a radio with the most expensive parts ever made, but you will not hear a sound until you plug it in. Until you give it energy. I collected human parts. I assembled them here in this lab. But I knew just as you know now that they are lifeless without energy. And so I gave my creature energy and he came to life. But he wanted too much. He wanted the woman. And if I gave him a woman, he could breed an entire race of monsters like him. And so my game of life became a game of death. In his anger, the monster began to kill. He strangled my bride Elizabeth on our wedding bed. I vowed to kill the thing I created. But I failed. And now I haunt this place where I dared to play creator and made a mockery of God. My ghost is doomed to relive my nightmare for all time. So do not be afraid. Instead, learn from my error. Yes, we are lifeless without energy. But that energy comes only from God, only from heaven. Now leave me in peace.